Island.
Yeah. Wait, what?
This app is so cool.
Which app?
It's a thing for my iMac. It's called Magnet.
What does it do?
So you know how Windows has that snap to left or right thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this I can snap left, right, top, bottom, center, top, left, top, right, bottom, left, bottom, right, left, third, left, two, thirds, center, third, right, blah, blah, blah. And it also has drag options. So I can just kind of drag it where I want it and it will pop and fill in that space.
That is so cool.
Or I can use the hotkeys to set it wherever I want to.
I suddenly don't like you.
Sorry. That's what happens when you have a giant 27-inch screen. You need these kind of things.
I need a second computer is what I need.
The iMac is really nice.
I can't afford that right now. And come on, I just paid for like vet bills times 50.
Yeah, those vet bills were ridiculous.
Yeah, they were.
You probably would have been cheaper to fly here with the two dogs, have the surgery done here, and then flown home.
Or drive and stay in very nice hotels in like St. Louis and pick random other city on the way up there.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was very bad. The good thing, though, karma's doing good. So that's all that matters.
Yep.
So, hi, I'm Yevi.
And I'm Phil.
And right now, the show is called, like, Phil-osophy or Phil-osophical. But I have a strange feeling we may end up talking about that.
I think philosophical sounds better.
You do?
I do.
With the hyphen and everything?
Yep.
What color should our logo be?
Blue.
But the F3 logo is blue.
Fine. You need to do a nice deep gray.
A deep gray?
Yeah. Like a Karis ink gray. But we aren't talking about fountain pens.
Well, we can if we want to. Now, wait. Is that Karis ink gray... What gray... What shade of gray would you call that?
It's probably kind of a purple gray.
Huh. See, my eyes keep seeing it as kind of a bluish gunmetal. I don't see the purple.
In sunlight, it's got a purple hue.
Could that just be like some of the manufacturing that they do to it when they make it or part of the anodizing process?
It's part of the anodizing.
Oh, that suddenly makes sense. Huh. So yeah, this whole show, I kind of pitched the concept to you is really just us talking. I mean, honestly, I at first wanted it to be about your angry tweets, but I haven't seen too many of those lately.
Yeah, I haven't been on Twitter much lately.
Okay. Why is that?
Because it's Twitter and it annoys me.
But that's kind of the point, isn't it?
Yeah, but Twitter makes it worse to tweet because they're killing the third-party apps.
But what are we going to do about Tweetbot?
I don't like Tweetbot. Twitterific.
Really? Twitterific? You're going to go there?
Yeah, I'm going to go there.
Dude, no. I don't know if we can do this, man. I don't think I can actually talk weekly with somebody that uses... Wait, are we doing this weekly?
No, we're doing it bi-weekly.
We are?
Yeah, every 2 weeks.
Let me check my calendar really quick.
We discussed this before we even started recording like a week and a half ago.
Oh yeah, philosophical every other week. I think I should remember these things or write them down or something.
You should probably write them down in a notebook.
I was going to make a stupid joke about how I don't have any notebooks, but then I looked at the corner of my desk and there's like 7 of them stacked on top of each other. I think I may have a problem.
I'm going to have a problem because my notebook's almost full. My new one hasn't come in yet.
Have you heard anything on the shipping for the Elemental notebooks yet?
No, but I didn't back those.
What I want to try to do, if it's okay with you, is just pick like one or two things throughout the week that you either find interesting or annoying and just talk about them.
Okay. You know what I found annoying today?
What's that?
The wireless Xbox 360 controller for Windows. There was a driver for Mac OS, and they decided since High Sierra, when it broke, that they weren't going to bother fixing it, so I can't use my wireless 360 controller on my computer.
Wait, okay. So you're complaining about the typical thing that happens when software comes out on a Mac and it breaks everything.
Well, no, it only breaks the custom driver for it.
But that's everything.
Right, but High Sierra came out over a year ago now.
You can tell I don't follow the Mac stuff.
I know.
I'm a Windows peasant.
So when the wireless driver stopped working, they just said, okay, everybody use wired controllers now. And I just bought the receiver today and I didn't realize that, oh, the driver doesn't work for the wireless controller.
But there's not enough ports on Apple products to use wired peripherals.
Yes, there are. On the laptops, no. But on the desktops, there are.
How many ports do you have?
I have 4 standard USB ports, all which are USB 3. And then I have 2 USB-C ports.
Oh, okay. So you don't have this problem like I do where I've got 7 ports dedicated to portable hard drives?
Nope. Because I can daisy chain my USB-C ports.
I hate you. How much can you daisy chain on them?
I have no idea what the limit is, but I know it's like 4 or 5. And I don't have that many peripherals.
So you bought a receiver for a controller for drivers that don't exist?
Yeah. How much did I got to send that controller back. It was only 13. Because I already had I have 3 360 controllers.
Why not just create a virtual drive and roll back the OS?
Because Apple has this funky thing where it won't let you go older than what shipped on it.
Okay. Hackintosh.
I don't feel like dinking around with that. It's easier just to go out and buy a PS4 Xbox One controller.
Yeah, but then you're a console peasant.
The only reason I'm having this issue is because I'm using my Switch Pro controller right now. And for some reason, Nintendo decided that the triggers did not need to be analog.
The triggers on those things aren't analog.
Nope.
That takes out all of the point of Nintendo. The whole reason you played Nintendo was because it was a tactile device.
So the N64 had... No, that was just a button. The Z button was just a button.
Yeah, that one was just a button.
The GameCube triggers were just buttons. They were just funky shaped. The Wii had a trigger that was actually like a very... Maybe it wasn't.
No, the Wii did have one controller that was variable. No, I think you're right.
They're all buttons. They're all on-off push buttons.
The one thing the Wii did, though, was how much force you put into the movement when you pressed the button.
Yeah, so Nintendo's never had a variable analog button. They've all been push buttons, on-off.
Thank you for making me rethink my entire childhood. You jerk.
You're welcome. I'm good at doing that. And my problem with the PlayStation controllers is the left analog stick is in the wrong spot.
My whole problem with the PlayStation controller is that they're still trying to stick with the D-pad after all these years.
There's nothing wrong with the D-pad, but it should not be the primary joystick.
Honestly, I just don't think there needs to be a D-pad anymore.
It's good for buttons.
Okay, so you add some extra triggerable buttons on the underside.
And some people still like D-pad for like Street Fighter or something.
I always preferred a joystick playing Street Fighter because anytime I played that game, it was in an actual arcade.
You're making this difficult.
Isn't that the point though?
Maybe.
Look, Phil, I'm Twitter.
Listen, sometimes the D-pad is good, but when the D-pad is in the wrong spot, it's bad.
So then by that logic, the D-pad has always been bad.
No.
If D-pad
on the NES and SNES, the D-pad was amazing.
Because that was the only input option.
Exactly. I wouldn't want to play that game with a joystick.
You never went to arcades, did you?
No, not really. And when I did, it was always the racing games.
Like the racing games where you're actually in the cockpit thing or on the fake jet ski?
Yeah. And I always picked full manual.
Of course you would. And yet you wouldn't play any of the games like Street Fighter or Pac-Man.
No, I was never really into those games. Pac-Man, yeah.
Okay, I'll forgive you for that. At least you played a classic.
Cruisin' USA is a classic.
Cruisin' USA is not a classic.
Yeah, it is.
I'm trying to think which level it was. Which was the first level where you had the jumps on Cruisin' USA?
I don't remember.
Was it the Arizona level, I think?
It might have been.
Yeah, where you're going through Southern California.
Well, is it Arizona or is it Southern California?
It's Southern California to Arizona, I think. And I always liked getting the school bus that had the black paint job with the flames on it.
Mm-hmm.
That bus was awesome. Because if you hit the start just right and got the speed boost, carried the speed boost over the first jump, you would clear like four turns in a game glitch.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That was the whole reason for getting the bus. Any level with a jump, you could glitch the turns.
Now I need to go find Cruisin' USA.
You do. Which also means you need a Nintendo 64.
Or I can just go to an arcade.
Or you could just get an emulator.
I would like to buy a RetroPie or build a RetroPie.
Wow. As soon as you said that, the only thing that popped in my head was, would a RetroPie be boysenberry or blueberry? This is why you don't have a conversation about like Android stuff or open source stuff on an empty stomach.
Yeah, that was poor planning.
It was.
You should not do that.
No, I shouldn't. And because the only thing I've had since I've gotten home is this cup of coffee that I'm currently sipping on.
It's 8 o'clock for you and you're having coffee?
No, it's 9 o'clock for me and I'm having coffee.
What's wrong with you?
As soon as we get done recording, I'm going to be playing a marathon game of Sid Meier's Civilization VI.
I haven't played Civ 6 yet.
You really need to. And then you need to join me while playing.
That won't go well.
What are you going to do? Flip the computer?
No. Be all sciencey and then all of a sudden nukes will come out of nowhere.
I have a strange feeling you won't get the chance to do that because I'm already playing with a person that gets all sciencey. You know what we're doing for the next 2 months?
What?
We're doing comp stomps where each turn takes about 10 minutes because he's actually inputting data into an Excel spreadsheet.
Oh, that's not fun.
This is what he does with every game.
I could not play like that. I'm sorry.
Well, by the time you finally get the game and start playing, we'll be done with the comp stomping phase. And then he'll have completely min-maxed everything. This is why I don't invite him to Dungeons & Dragons night.
I want to play Dungeons & Dragons.
You just need to find a local group that's playing, man.
My local group fell apart and moved away. Really, we had a good group. We were playing like was it every other weekend, I think. And then there were six of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then four of them moved away.
Oh, that sucks. I'm actually in two groups right now.
So I haven't even played since 5e came out.
You're kind of missing out, man.
I know. I've got half the books.
Yeah. I mean, I've got one group that plays every other Sunday. Actually, they'll be playing this Sunday. And then the group that plays every other Monday. So it works out quite well. I never have a week go by where I'm not playing either a rogue or a rogue. Because I don't know how to play any of the other classes.
Well, mage is easy. You just do... No, is that warlock? Magic missile. Just magic missile everything.
Oh boy, that's as bad as a LARPer running through the woods. Lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt.
And then if you play a barbarian or the big angry dwarf, or not the dwarf, the big angry orc, you just carry around an axe or hammer and just punch everything.
Yeah, but no DM's going to let you be an orc anymore.
Why not?
Because orcs are broken, so every DM makes you be a half orc.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they haven't fixed that stuff yet.
No, orcs are still massively broken. So one of my characters right now is a halfling orc.
So he's a 4 foot tall midget? Or a 5 foot tall midget?
He's about 4.5 foot tall, and the half is literally split straight down the vertical. So the left half is halfling, the right half is orc.
Hmm.
Yep. It's as messed up as I'm describing it. And he's got like Romulan greenish gray skin. It's kind of weird.
Sounds it.
20 years and all. So this is actually what I think is going to start happening every week. We're going to try to have a topic.
Every 2 weeks.
Shut up. Yes, every 2 weeks. We're going to get together and try to talk about something and then just see how it devolves.
Nothing devolves.
Well, it does if you have the right potion in Pokemon.